This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
The Caucasian.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
So, about an hour ago, I'm looking at my phone, looking at websites, looking at the news, and I hear white smoke is trending. White smoke. And I thought, finally, we got a nickname for Pat Spencer.
Look at you. I'm not mad
white
at
White smoke.
Yeah.
Yes, no?
No, I like it. Not exactly white chocolate, old school Jason Williams, which will be the best nickname for any white hooper in the world play with a flair like he did. But I like that white smoke.
Yeah, Pat Spencer.
You got to get that to him. You got
smoke.
Contacts. We just had him yesterday.
This is, first of all, it's a celebratory day when the new Pope gets announced.
It's so, take it
from a diehard Catholic. And, it's a celebratory day and white smoke. I thought, Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
I saw some people wanting a nickname, and now it's up to Dub Nation to take it home.
Look at you.
You guys place any wagers?
No, and that's what's sad. I was raised in the Baptist church, Evan, and when I heard you guys talking about it, I said, were there any odds? And there were.
The Italian's the favorite.
What can't you bet on these days? First baby of the new year. Can you bet on the boy or girl?
Well, after Curry went down, they took that game off the board.
Oh, man. We got to start there, Stoney. I got emotional yesterday.
Why?
Reading that Thompson story in The Athletic, and if it's true, right? Yeah, it's true. Curry got a little moisture, thug tears coming out.
Well,
this thing is real, and they're going to do it for him.
Yeah, I was reading Marcus Thompson's story in The Athletic, and I read it later than the other stories that I'd read, and he describes a scene at halftime where Steve Kerr walks into the locker room and Curry's in tears, essentially. And
damn.
Marcus writes how Kerr didn't know what to say, and all he could do was hug him. And I don't know if this is just me, but the fact that Curry's crying...
No doubt, man.
That actually does make me worry that he might know or feel something that he really is scared of.
No doubt about it. And for Steve Kerr, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Stoney, another great conversation. But for him, he didn't disclose that there. But in this story, basically say there were no words needed. It was just a hug, emotion. But again, Stoney, I'm hoping it's just a week. But when I hear that and that reaction and as fast as these games are coming – I'm like, man, you know, and like you always talk about, Steiny, he's not 27, he's 37. He'll be back. It's just about when. And I know Evan and the others laugh at what I'm about to say here, but I just feel like these Warriors, without Steph Curry, have something to prove. And when you talk about Jimmy Butler and what he did in Miami with what he did, I mean, he's got more than that on this team, I believe. So I'm not counting him out. But, again, a sweep is on the board. It's about tonight. But what if you could get – you know, that rest for the Warriors, for Curry, just looking at it through that prism. But anyway, I know it's about tonight.
Yeah, I mean, again, Curry's definitely going to miss games 2, 3, and 4. And the fifth game of the series is next Wednesday, which is the day that Curry's going to get reevaluated. Is it possible that he could essentially miss eight days in a row, get reevaluated, and boom, he's on the court that night?
Man, I don't know. Stiney.
Especially when you know, ideally, that there's 3 days rest till game six. So, I mean, you're right. If the Warriors can take two out of the next four and Steph's not playing,
man, oh man.
I mean, then they're up 3-2 with Steph coming back. Now, obviously, the other side of that is you only get one, and now Curry's got to come back at 3-2, but we've seen him do impressive things in the past, no doubt about it.
How you feeling about tonight without him? That's what we know tonight. And I'm going to say this before you answer. I said it, and I never have a problem admitting I'm wrong, and I'm wrong a lot, right, too. But I said the Rockets were not buttoned up, and that would be the death of them, and I was wrong. They showed me that they had moxie, got up the mat, down 3-1, and took it to seven games. Stiney, I'm being honest. I think the world of Ant-Man, but there's a lot of childish signs that I'm seeing from them, and I'm just wondering, you know, they were the flavor of the month in a sense, and last year they had a great year. But if somehow they go down again to a Steph Curry-less Warrior team, what that will do to them and their psyche, I don't know, but it will be a bad look in the conversation, or the volume will be louder on what Minnesota is and what's going on with Ant. With that said, do they got a chance tonight?
The Warriors?
Yeah, the Warriors.
Of course they do.
Okay.
Of course they do. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Celtics are out of that series against
the Knicks? No, not at all. And I, not at all,
and
man.
So just
as bad as they look, not at all. I love you for asking me that.
Yeah, I mean.
But the Celtics aren't many yet, though. It's like they've won it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, in terms of experience, the T-Wolves have guys that have gone into the Western Conference Finals. And, I mean, to me, tonight is a game where, yeah, we'll find out a lot about the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with me?
Well, I have a problem with you saying,
bring it down now.
I have a problem with you saying before the show, Stiney.
Oh.
What if the Warriors sweep Minnesota? Would your boy be in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, probably.
Fancy, because he's getting a lot of love right now for how he handled his star. But with that said, did you catch Ant-Man after the game when they talked about how bad the team collectively have been shooting from three?
Mm-hmm.
And him and Randall, and who met, they're just laughing like, Ant, you can't laugh. Or maybe you can, Stiney. Do I want him to go home and cry and open the Bible and take pills? Like, what do I want? The bounce back will be tonight.
Okay.
All right.
And you know that for sure?
No. Oh, I'm just saying for him, it better be.
I mean, that's his personality. And I get it.
Wow, that's his personality.
And I get it. You know, he wasn't very good, and they weren't very good, and he got to the podium, and, you know, he said, hey, whoever's fault it was, we lost the game, we got to play better.
I'm like, damn, like man.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he does not.
Yeah, right.
That's how he handles losses. You're right. It might not be the best way. It's. You know, there's other ways to lead. I'm not sure how much of a leader he is, but the one thing that I can tell you personally, knowing Chris Finch, is the one thing Finch has told me about Anthony Edwards is Anthony Edwards told Finch to coach him and coach him hard if he needs to. And so they have a deal where what Finch said to Anthony Edwards after the game, I mean, Edwards knows it's coming if he plays like
okay,
that. And,
gotcha.
And apparently, and you never know, but apparently he's okay with the way Finch coaches.
You think you ripped the team after the game?
I do. And we're going to talk about, obviously, the coaches' comments.
Right,
Finch had some stuff to say about
Foul
the officiating
gate.
And Rudy Gobert and stuff like that. To me, it was like, this is kind of what you do. I think they stunk in game one. I bet he hammered him in the I bet he hammered him in a big way
I
in the locker
did,
room.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and hammers him to the media and calls out Anthony Edwards. And then I think today, now he's like, all right, now I'm going to defend him by, you know, talking about the officials and making sure they know I got their backs. And he's planting a seed, and it's about it's about the dozenth seed that a coach or a player has planted in the postseason.
And we've seen the greats do it. Phil Jackson comes to mind. I think he's the master of it. So, yeah, like you said, Stoney, like I said, there's one game and a lot of minutes left in this series.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that from the Yoon, Stoney in the streets, politicking. And that's what he was doing, put that bug in the rest of the year. But, I mean, these are the offs. And around the whole league, the game is being played more physical, with more physicality, and the refs are letting it go, and I love it.
Yeah, I think most NBA fans do love it. And also, I mean, I'm to this day, I feel like the Warriors are not at a disadvantage when the game is allowed to be physical. I think that's something that we've just kind of assumed because of we only view it in the terms of Steph, how teams are guarding Steph. But the reality is Draymond guards opposing players the same way.
Yeah, he's a master. Right.
Yeah. I mean, he guards his man like everybody guards Steph Curry. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got a simple question for Warriors fans, and it's this. How do you win tonight's game without Steph Curry? How do you win that game tonight? And then secondly, who do you start? Who do you start for Steph Curry, or does it even matter who starts? 888-957-9570 is the number. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.